由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Thank you for tuning in.
非常欢迎你收听今日的天路导航。
If you are joining us for the first time,
如果你是第一次收听天路导航的话，
We are in the second half of Psalm 14.
我们正在分享旧约圣经的诗篇第十四篇的下半部分。
In the last message,
在上一次的节目里面，我们分享到一件事。
We discussed the inevitable chaos which comes immediately before God's judgment.
就是讲到上帝的审判即将来临，但是之前一定会出现混乱。
We learned that God allowed David to peer into his heavenly courts.
当上帝允许大卫去看看天堂的法庭之后，
And then David begins to understand the need for God's judgment.
大卫就开始明白上帝的审判原来是必要的。
I asked you to imagine a courtroom with God as the judge.
上次我曾经请你去想象一下，原来在个法庭里面，上帝就是大法官。
And mankind as the accused.
而人类就是被告。
The Bible said that fools are those who deny God.
圣经里面讲过，愚顽的人是拒绝上帝。
And one day these people will stand in judgment before God.
而有一日，这些人将要站在上帝的面前接受审判。
So we come to the time in the court case where the accusation sticks to the accused.
在那个时候，在法庭上面，被告就受到指控了。
Here we see the summons has been vindicated.
我们见到那些指控已经被证实了。
Here we see the witness to be impeccable.
证人是不可以被挑剔的。
We see the evidence to be overwhelming.
证据是太多了，没办法去辩驳。
Those who have depraved minds are willful and deliberate in their choice.
那些灵魂堕落的人，他们的选择其实是经过深思熟虑的。
And Paul supports this both in Romans chapter 1 and chapter 3.
保罗在罗马书第一章和第三章都证明了这一点。
He said, the evidences of God's presence are everywhere in creation.
他说上帝存在的证据在他的创造里面随处可见。
But man in his depravity,
但是人因为堕落的缘故，
has refused to see God, let alone obey God and worship God.
他们拒绝相信上帝，更加不要说信服或者敬拜上帝了。
So you see the heavenly summons.
好，你今天已经看到天堂究竟怎样传召证人了。
Now I want you to see the heavenly summation.
现在我想你看看天堂的结案陈词。
It is found in verse 4 of Psalm 14.
他就在诗篇第十四篇第四节。
I don't want you to miss this, my listening friend.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，我不希望你漏了这一点。
When we talk about the justice of God and the judgment of God,
当我们通常讲到上帝的公义和上帝的审判的时候，
God's judgment is not arbitrary.
我们知道呢，上帝的审判一定不是武断的。
God's judgment is not capricious.
我们见到上帝的审判并不是反复无常的。
I don't want you to miss it here in verse 4. Look at it very carefully.
我们要特别请你去留意第四节，诗篇十四篇第四节，要好仔细地看。
You cannot miss the fact that the judge is grieving.
你一定留意到里面那位的大法官是忧伤的。
You cannot miss how the judge is sorrowful.
你一定留意到这个的大法官是悲痛的。
You cannot miss how the judge has a broken heart.
你一定留意到这个的大法官心都碎了。
Listen to what it says.
不如我哋睇下圣经上面点样讲啊？
Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge?
作孽嘅人系咪都冇知识呢？
The word for iniquity that is used is the same word used in the Old Testament to denote Israel's perversion.
作孽啊！这个词语同旧约里面形容以色列人的败坏是同一个词来的。
What was Israel's perversion?
那究竟以色列人的败坏是指什么呢？
Israel angered God by bowing to him only on the Sabbath.
他们惹动了上帝的怒气是因为以色列人只在安息日才敬拜上帝。
But for the rest of the week, they were bowing to Baal.
但是他们在其他的时候所拜的就是巴力。
That was Israel's perversion.
这件事就是以色列人的败坏
了。That's the idolatry.
这个就是拜偶像了。
Is God angry at the unfaithfulness of his people today?
今天上帝会不会对他的子民的不忠是感到愤怒呢？
Of course he is.
当然上帝是会感到愤怒的。
Is God angry at the lack of righteousness on the part of his people today?
今天上帝会不会对他的子民缺乏公义而感到愤怒呢？
Of course he is.
当然上帝是会的。
So many churchgoers bow to Jesus on Sunday?
我们见到很多经常上教堂的人只是在礼拜日才去礼拜耶稣。
And then they bow to money for the rest of the week.
最可惜的就是他们在平日所拜的只是金钱。
And so the summation of the heavenly court is given.
所以我们现在就开始看到在诗篇第十四篇看到天堂法庭的审讯已经做出总结了。
And it sets the stage for the coming judgment.
上帝已经准备好了一切去做判决了。
And we see the judge pronouncing his sentence in verse 5.
在第五节里面我们见到的是大法官是宣读他的判决。
What is his sentence?
究竟他的判决是什么呢？
Here's what he said.
原来上帝是要这样说。
Fear and dread will be their life's companion.
他们要在那里大大的惧怕。
That is the sentence.
这个就是上帝的判决。
Fear and dread will be their life's companion.
他们要在那里大大的害怕。
Why does he say this?
点解上帝要咁样讲呢？
Because no one can save themselves.
因为喺佢哋当中冇人能够救到自己。
No one will have an excuse.
冇人可以揾个借口翻嚟去推诿。
Because no one can placate themselves from God's judgment.
因为冇人能够让自己喺上帝嘅审判里面去自圆其说。
No one can stand in his or her own defense.
没人能够为自己辩护。
Because there is no one who can stand in another person's defense.
亦都没人能够为到他人去辩护。
Therefore, the verdict is a life of restlessness and fear.
因此判决就是永远的不安，永远的恐惧。
And an eternal life of torment.
亦都是在永恒里面的煎熬。
That is the sentence.
原来这件事就是上帝的判决。
No wonder we try so hard to find a cure to every sickness.
难怪我们不断在千方百计地找一些治病的良方。
No wonder we struggle to find solution to every problem.
难怪我们总在努力地希望解决各样的问题。
No wonder we are trying to find a means of escape in every challenge.
难怪我们总是试图去回避挑战。
No wonder we are trying to create a diversion to every stress.
难怪我们总是想转移我们所承受的压力。
No wonder we are trying to run away from life's demands.
难怪我哋总系试图去逃避生活里面嘅职责。
Because man is under a sentence of restlessness.
因为原来人已经被宣判佢哋唔可以安息。
A sentence of fear and dread.
原来人已经宣判佢哋要面对惊恐同埋害怕。
A sentence of eternity in torment.
原来人已经被宣判佢哋要喺永恒里面受到折磨。
But you know what, my listening friends?
但系亲爱嘅听众朋友，你知唔知道啊？
Had the psalm finished on verse 6,
如果呢篇嘅诗篇喺第六节就结束嘅话，
It would have been the most depressing passage in the entire Bible.
呢篇嘅诗篇将要系圣经里面最令人沮丧嘅一篇诗篇。
But thank God it does not end on verse 6.
但系感谢上主，因为佢冇喺第六节就结束。
Listen very carefully, my listening friend, to what I'm going to tell you regarding verse 7.
希望你而家就可以去睇下圣经诗篇第十四篇第七节，并且我喺一阵翻翻嚟嘅时候，你特别留意佢嘅重点。
If you miss verse 7, you will miss the whole point.
各位听众朋友，我哋讲过，正话叫你去睇下诗篇十四篇第七节。如果你漏咗第七节嘅话，你就会错过咗成篇诗篇嘅信息啦。
In fact, you will be thoroughly confused.
甚至啊，因为你错过咗第七节，而你会感到困惑。
Because the first six verses of Psalm 14 are like a house that has no roof.
因为正话我们看到圣经旧约诗篇十四篇的前六节好像起一间屋那样没有封到顶。
It's like the first act of a play.
如果你说去看话剧的话，就好像成出话剧的第一个序幕。
You must understand verse 7.
你一定要明白第七节所讲的事。
Because verse 7 is the good news.
因为第七节里面讲的是一个好的消息。
There is a dramatic movement here.
原来在这里有一个戏剧性的转变。
The judge has already pronounced the verdict and made the sentence.
你想想，大法官已经宣读了他的判决。
And the courts of heaven have adjourned.
天堂的法庭已经休庭。
The verdict was given.
判决已经落了。
The accused have been escorted out of the court.
被告已经被押解落庭了。
Then all of a sudden, the judge reconvenes the court.
忽然间，大法官突然间要去召集开庭。
All of a sudden, we see new evidence come into light.
忽然间，又有新的证据出现。
All of a sudden, new wonderful truth has been injected into the trial.
忽然间，审判里面加上了一些新的奇妙事实。
All of a sudden, new hope for the sentenced has been found.
忽然间，那些被判有罪的人找到新的盼望啊。
Listen carefully to verse 7.
那，愿我们一起去看下诗篇第十四篇第七节。
Oh, that the salvation of God would come out of Zion.
他说愿以色列的救恩从锡安出来啊。
What is happening here?
究竟在这里是讲什么呢？
The judge has suspended the sentence for a period.
原来个大法官决定啊，去判决缓刑执行。
Why did he do this?
点解个大法官要咁样做先
The judge wanted to see if anyone would avail themselves to this wonderful new opportunity.
因为大法官原来想睇下有冇人愿意捉住呢一个新嘅全新机会。
The judge will give all people the opportunity to be delivered from this sentence.
大法官愿意再俾所有人一次机会，将佢哋从呢个判决当中解救出嚟。
To be delivered from this eternal sentence.
从呢个永恒嘅判决里面解救出嚟。
The judge has ordered a stay of execution.
大法官已经落咗缓刑嘅指令啦。
The judge will wait to see if anyone will accept the pardon that is offered by him.
大法官愿意等待，睇下有冇人愿意接受佢所赐予嘅赦罪之恩。
My listening friends, listen very carefully.
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，请你好仔细咁样去留意呢一段。
On the day of judgment,
原来要喺审判日嗰个时候
，Nothing and no one can deliver you except Jesus Christ.
除了耶稣基督之外，没有任何一个人能够解救你。
Indifference under the guise of ignorance will not defend you.
我想告诉你，扮不知或者不理是不会帮到你去辩护的。
Excuses such as what will happen to those who have never heard will not work.
例如说那些、如果没有听过福音的人会怎样呢？这些借口都没有用的。
Denominational loyalty will not speak for you.
对宗派的忠诚亦都不会成为你得救的条件。
There is only one who can speak for you.
只有一位是能够为你陈词的。
And his name is Jesus.
他的名叫做耶稣。
There is only one who can defend you.
只有一个人是能够替你辩护的。
And his name is Jesus.
他的名是耶稣。
There is only one who can pronounce you guiltless.
只有一位能够宣判你无罪的。
And his name is Jesus.
他的名是耶稣。
And God has already said,
因为上帝已经讲过
There is no condemnation upon those who are in Christ Jesus.
如今在基督耶稣里面的就不需要被定罪。
If you have never cried to Jesus to cover you from the judgment to come,
如果你从来冇呼求过耶稣，话耶稣嚟啊，可唔可以帮我喺将来嘅审判当中为我辩护啊
？You can do that today.
如果你从来冇咁样做过，你今日就可以咁样做。
That's what verse 7 is all about.
呢样就系第七节要话俾我哋听嘅嘢，诗篇十四篇第七节。
Who came from Zion but the virgin born?
边个系嗰位从锡安而出嘅呢？除咗嗰位由童贞女所生嘅之外
，The son of David, God's anointed Messiah.
佢就系大卫王嘅子孙，就系、是、上帝所高立嘅尼赛亚。
Through him there will be salvation.
只有通过佢，我哋先至能够得到救恩。
If the coming judgment creates a dread in your life,
如果将来的审判让你而家系产生咗恐惧嘅话
，If the thought of the coming judgment causes discomfort in your heart,
如果你一谂到嗰个将要嚟嘅审判就让你心里不安嘅话
，Chances are you have not submitted to the only one who can save you on the day of judgment.
好有可能就系因为你仍然。是未向那位能够在审判日解救你的主去降服。
But you can do that today.
今日希望你就做这样的决定。
You can submit to him today.
我想告诉你，今日你就能够向他降服。
You can invite him into your life today.
你今日就能够邀请他来到你的生命当中。
You can accept his seeking after you today.
今日你就能够去回应佢寻找紧你嘅生命啊！
And I have a word for those who love the Lord Jesus.
我而家亦都想话俾嗰啲爱主耶稣嘅人听，讲啲嘢俾你听。
For those of us who adore the Lord Jesus,
对嗰啲仰慕主耶稣嘅人嚟讲
，His return is not a day of dread, but a great day of rejoicing.
耶稣基督再嚟嘅日子唔系一个可怕嘅日子，而系一个欢喜快乐嘅日子。
The return of the Lord Jesus Christ is not a day that will scare and frighten us.
主耶稣基督再来嘅日子唔系要让我哋恐惧战惊嘅日子。
It will be a day of jubilation.
而系一个值得我哋庆祝嘅日子。
We cannot wait until he comes back.
我哋非常急切盼望住耶稣基督嘅再来。
The return of the Lord Jesus Christ will be a day of celebration for all who put their trust in Jesus.
主耶稣基督再来嘅日子系所有信靠耶稣基督嘅人系一齐要去欢庆嘅日子。
I'm looking forward to that day.
我非常之渴望嗰一日嘅到来。
Not dreading it.
对我嚟讲，我完全系冇恐惧噶。
Why?
点解我会咁样讲呢？
Because those who are in Christ Jesus,
因为那些相信耶稣基督的人
have passed from judgment into life.
他们不需要经过审判就能够进入永恒。
And so can you.
你如果愿意的话，你都可以的。
You can do it today.
你今日都可以去相信他。
Let's pray together.
不如让我们现在就一起来祈祷啊。
If any one of you would say,
如果你哋中间有人咁样讲
，I have sought after God for so long and I can't find peace.
我一直喺度寻找紧上帝，却系一直都揾唔到平安。
It is because you have not responded to His seeking.
呢个系因为你从来冇对佢嘅寻找作出回应。
Today you can surrender and stop running.
今日。你就可以嚟信服，唔需要再逃避。
You can say to him,
你可以喺今日同佢讲一样嘢。
Lord Jesus Christ, come into my life.
主耶稣基督，求你进入到我嘅生命里面。
I repent of my sins.
我愿意为到我嘅罪去忏悔。
I receive you as the savior of my soul and the Lord of my life.
我愿意接受你成为。我灵魂的救主和生命的主
Fill me with the joy unspeakable.
求你让喜乐大大地充满我
Deliver me from that fear and dread.
将我从恐惧和战惊里面释放出来
Let me be assured from your word.
让我在你的话语里面得着确据
That your time of return is a time of rejoicing.
我哋知道你再嚟嘅日子就要系欢喜快乐嘅日子。
In your name I pray, Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
阿门。各位听众朋友，我哋真系要去悔改，去归信耶稣基督。如果我哋今日唔悔改嘅话，我哋只会喺佢嘅烈怒当中。我们面对每一日的挑战里面，我们找不到平安，找不到上帝，这个时候我们怎样去面对人生呢？希望你今天就找到我们的主了。
曾尽力要高，人变作冷酷，攀到又有几高，无奈没结果，心却已紧锁，迷失本性自我。迎面夜冷风，内心去美梦，心里顿觉虚空。我走，涌上我心头，烦忧 跟风同走。无论我，无论我怎想再次去闯过，仍没法撇下从前的错。为是你，为是你舍弃完全的爱，能令我沉默身心突破。
听众朋友，是不是只有耶稣基督才能够改变你的生命呢？我相信是的，只有耶稣基督才能够改变你的生命。很多时候我们很想享受现在的日落，很不愿意去付出，但是我们从圣经里面看到，其实上帝对我们的事，我们做的错事都是很不高兴的。虽然他很爱我们，但是你要记住，爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理，都是爱的其中一个元素。希望你能够明白，其实上帝爱我们，所以他要告诉我们什么是对，什么是错，而我们也都要重新回到他那里，我们才找到真正的什么是真理，以及上帝真正的爱。在这里真的希望你能够接受耶稣基督为你生命的救主，同我们一起去到天国的时候，一起享受那种永恒的福乐。在这里希望你同我们去分享你面对的困难和你的感恩。在这里愿上帝赐福给你，我们下次天路导向的时间再见。